Hello, everybody. Welcome to this podcast. I'm Grace.
And I'm Edgar.
And today we're going to be tackling something that many people get wrong, since in English it's always like one way, and in Thai there are actually two ways to say.
Yeah, and that is how to say thank you for something. And don't forget, if you want to follow along with the audio, you can download the PDF that contains all the sentences and additional content by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/polyglotgrace. So in English, you can say thank you for the gift. You can say thank you for helping me out. And you always use for, so thank you for. But in Thai, you might use khap khun thi or khap khun samlap.
Mm-hmm. So most of you guys know the word for in English as samrap in Thai, right? Because if you search in Google, you will see that as well. For means samlap. Khap khun samlap means thank you for. But you can only add a noun after that. Only noun, meaning gift, table, handphone, house, all those nouns, you know? Yeah. So can you make a sentence with khap khun samrap?
So thank you for the gift would be khap khun samrap khong khwan.
Very good. Khap khun samrap khong khwan. You can make it longer by saying khap khun samrap khong khwan one Christmas. Like you gave me a gift for Christmas and thank you, Edgar, for the gift.
Yeah. So how do you say help in Thai as in
a noun? Not to help, but help.
Like thank you for the help.
In Thai, help as a noun is kwam shui lua. Actually, you'll see this kwam quite often because it's a noun maker.
Yeah, like to love in Thai is rak. And love as in the noun is kwam rak.
Di is good. And the goodness is kwam di. Mm-hmm. Right, so here help is kwam.
So, how would you say thank you for the help?
ขอบคุณสำหรับความช่วยเหลือ
So, last one. How would you say thank you for this phone?
The word this phone is มือถือเครื่องนี้ because the classifier for มือถือ which is phone is เครื่อง So, เครื่องนี้ is this one.This electric stuff, right? So, มือถือเครื่องนี้ means this phone. The whole phrase is going to be ขอบคุณสำหรับมือถือเครื่องนี้ A common mistake is ขอบคุณสำหรับ plus verb. Like ขอบคุณสำหรับช่วยผม Thank you for helping me.
Mm-hmm.
Help is ช่วย in Thai is verb, right?So that's wrong. So how do you say this correctly, Edgar? Thank you for plus verbs.
So you would have to say ขอบคุณที
่ Very good. ขอบคุณที่ Another a little bit more like colloquial, only to friends, not more colloquial, but only when you talk with friends, is to say ขอบใจ
ขอบใจ
mm-hmm. So ขอบคุณที่ blah blah blah. ขอบใจที่Blah, blah, blah.
Mm. Okay. So let's do an easy one. How would you say thank you for coming?
ขอบคุณที่มา And if you were talking with a friend, you can say ขอบใจที่มา Literally is thank you for come. Many of you guys already know the word ที as that, right? Like a person that I love is คนที่ฉันรักT is that. So here, you can think of it as Thai people say, thank you that.
Yeah, thank you that you come.
Mm, yeah.
But in English, you would just say for.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say thank you for buying the phone for me?
ขอบคุณที่ซื้อมือถือให้ฉัน Thank you that.Buy phone For me. Heishan.
Heishan.
As in, give me, right?
Yeah. So here, since you're using the verb 是, you have to use 替. But if you just want to say thank you for the phone, as we mentioned before, you just say 갑군 삼랍 무트.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good.
Nice.
How do you say thank you for loving me? As in, thank you that love me.
갑군 티 락폼.
Very good. Here, we're not putting any pronoun because we are kind of thinking, okay, thank you for who, loving who. It's like kind of clear that I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
But if you really want to put a pronoun, as in, thank you, you, I thank you for loving me.
Then
how
I would
do you
say,
put the word you here?
I would say, 갑군 티 군 락 폼.
Actually, it's wrong.
Oh.
Yeah. 갑군 에드가 티 락 그레이스.
Ah, so you put it before the T.
Mm-hmm.
So it should have been 갑군 군 티 락 폼.
Actually, the reason that I changed the word 군 to 에드가 is because I've never heard the word 갑군 군. You know, that's why it's not common. Because in Thai, we don't... It's not like in English where you put you and I only. We have different pronouns. And using 군 in that is kind of like not fit.
Okay, so I'll change it to thank you, Grace, for loving me. 갑군 Grace, 티 락 폼.
Very good. Mm-hmm. You can thank, let's say, Mom. Thank you, Mom, for taking care of me.
갑군 매, 티 둘레 폼. Where 둘레 is to take care of.
Yeah.
Mm, good one.
Thank you for not getting angry.
갑군 티 마이 그롯.
To get angry in Thai is 그롯.
그롯.
Or if you're talking, maybe you to me, because we are the same age, we can say 갑자기 티 마이 그롯.
So here, there's no verb, but you still say 티.
Actually, the word 그롯 in Thai is a verb. I know that in English, it's to be angry is an adjective, but in Thai, it's a verb. That's why I can say, Grace 그롯 에드가. I angry you. Like, I kick you. Grace 때 에드가. Kick is definitely a verb, right? So, I kick you, I angry you. That's why when you hear Thai people speak, they might say, I angry you. Because they're used to using the word to be angry as a verb.
Yeah. Actually, you just reminded me of what I think is a common mistake. How would you say, thank you for waiting for me?
갑군 티 라. Because the word 라 is to wait for somebody.
So I feel like some people might say 라 삼랍.
Exactly.
Like wait for me 라 삼랍 폼.
Mm-hmm.
But you never put for after the wait, after the word to wait in Thai.
And the same way, Thai people always make mistake. Like even my dad, right? He say, wait me.
Yeah, yeah. Because then they use the Thai knowledge in English and they forget to add the for.
Yeah, because Thai people don't think of putting the word for, right?
Yeah.
Because we think of the word ra is wait for already.
Yeah.
So, wait me. So in conclusion, you kind of have to memorize those differences.
Yeah.
There's no way to translate exactly from English to Thai and Thai to English.
So let's say I just thank you, right, Grace? I just say 갑군 Grace. What would you respond to me?
没本来 is the most common. 没本来 is like, never mind.
Mm.
That's the first way. The second way is, oi, 没当考困, don't need to thank. 没当 is don't, 当 is must, need to do something, right? 没当考困, don't need to thank.
I have one more question, Grace. How would I say, thank your dad for inviting me to dinner.
As in, you're asking me to thank my dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In that case, it's going to be fak khop kun. Because fak, there's no perfect translation to English actually. Fak is asking somebody to do something else for you. Like fak khop kun pa. Ti. What is that again?
For inviting me to dinner.
Mm. ฝากขอบคุณพ่อที่ชวนกินข้าวเย็น ชวน is to invite กินข้าวเย็น is to have a dinner That's a very very good point that you point out ฝาก
ฝาก
ฝาก is used so often like for example oh Edgar ฝากปิดประตูบ้านด้วยนะ oh Edgar I would like to ask you like to please close the door ฝาก is like asking somebody to do you a favor
Got it
I think the best way to think of the word ฝาก is I want to ask you to blah 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 it's like the word I want to ask you to packed into one word in Thai ฝากโอเคค่ะขอบคุณทุกคน Thank you everybody ขอบคุณทุกคนที่ฟังพอดแคสต์วันนี้ Thank you everybody for listening to the podcast today แล้วก็ขอบคุณเอ็ดการ์ Thank you Edgar ที่ช่วย Grace สอนภาษาไทย
Thank you Edgar for helping me teach Thai
Exactly And by the way, I have a free ebook of 178 useful expressions. So just go to thaiwithgrace.com and join my newsletter to get the ebook.